T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the NBA, draft, you know, there's not a lot of talk about it here in New Orleans because the Pelicans don't have a first-round pick, so there's not a lot of excitement around the draft. I do get it. Our team's not really involved, at least in the first round. They will have a second-round pick. But this draft is odd. Like I said, Tim, you don't have that true number one overall can't-miss guy that we still actually don't know who's going number one. We don't, although Chris thinks that it'll be the product from Arizona going to Phoenix, DeAndre Ayton, who has shades of Shaquille O'Neal. I say shades. Those are big shoes, very literally, to fill. But I like Ayton.
Are we going to draft Ted Cruz? I mean, Grayson Allen?
Does Grayson look like Ted Cruz?
Look very similar.
I never got that. Now I'm going to have to see them side by side. I need to see a young Ted Cruz and a current Grayson Allen. Go ahead and put that together, Tim. I'm going to talk to Mason Ginsberg here at Bourbon Street Shots in about 10 minutes about the Pelicans. Really off-season plans. They don't have a lot of draft plans here. But as we keep going through the 24-hour sports news cycle and new information comes out every single day about players opting out of contracts, players who want to be traded, where do these guys want to go, the more that this happens, the more I hear that more and more stars and, you know, second-tier stars or mid-level guys are going to be available on the free agent market and or via trade, the more I think that DeMarcus Cousins will not be back with the Pelicans this next season, unless the market really dries up for him elsewhere. And it doesn't sound like the market is completely dry. Now, it could be gamesmanship by Mark Cuban and some other teams, but it's reported that Dallas would be interested possibly in signing him to a close to max level kind of contract. And I just don't think that Dell Demps is ready to open up the checkbook like that. Not with Boogie Cousins coming off that Achilles injury that's been so devastating to stars previously, not with all those question marks, and not in a humongously critical offseason for this team. Make no doubt about it. This is one offseason that you cannot screw up if you're Dell Demps. You just can't do it. You will set this franchise back a decade, 10 years. By having a disastrous offseason. You've got to sign or re-sign the right pieces. You've got to plan not only for this next year, but 2, 3, 4 years down the road. And you can't afford to have another bad contract. A guy who is coming off an injury that just is shades of his former self. Can you imagine this team getting hamstrung by a $25, $30 million a year DeMarcus Cousins deal and Cousins comes back and he's scoring 12, 15 points a game, can't play over 20, 25 minutes a game with that injury? You know how disastrous that would be? Now, I do think there is a world, a big world, where Cousins is back under a relatively team-friendly, prove-it kind of deal. Something like a one-year deal with a second-year option for the team. Where Cousins, should he prove that, yes, he can come back from this injury, the Pelicans could opt in. Maybe it's something like the max next year. And then Cousins still young enough where he's going to have another opportunity to earn a max-level deal if he comes back healthy. And you know what? If Dallas or somebody else wants to give Cousins a four-year max-level deal, good for them and good for DeMarcus. I don't want to keep the guy from his cash. Get that green. But I don't want the Pelicans throwing that kind of money at DeMarcus. I don't. I think that would be a fatal mistake, fatal for the short-term future of this franchise. We'll take a break. Back with Mason Ginsberg of Bourbon Street Shots. You know, we're talking some NBA, and just as we're getting ready to talk Pelicans with Mason Ginsberg, Tim, explain to me what you just found from Garland Gillen, the very good Fox 8 reporter for Fox 8 TV.
Yeah, so ESPN did a thing where they had billboards for LeBron, and I think this it looks real to me. This actual billboard is in Metairie. It says Laissez LeBron Tom Brule, on it. So it looks real, and he's tweeted it.
Yeah. I don't believe it. So it's a playoff. Was it Sports Illustrated? Some outlet had ESPN had all 30 markets and had artists from those markets make fake billboards and what it would look like. And apparently that artist, his work is now up in Metairie. It still looks not real to me, but I guess it is. I don't think Garland would be tweeting this out if he really saw it. So there's that. I think there is little to no chance LeBron James is here. I think that is a pipe dream by Pelicans fans. Let's talk to Mason Ginsberg about it, who covers the NBA and Pelicans for Bourbon Street Shots. Mason, what's up, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm good. What do you make of this sign, and what do you make of the chance that LeBron James is here? Am I just poo-pooing on this idea? You think there's a better shot?
No, I don't. But it's a fun thought, and there are certainly less appealing options looking around the league. And I mean, the only way it could really happen with the Pelicans cap picture is LeBron would have to opt into his $35 million option for next year, which would be reasonable, I think, if LeBron had somewhere he really wanted to go. But the thing is, even if he wanted to do it that way, Chris Paul is putting the full court press on him to come to Houston. And so it would be a really hard sell for the Pelicans to say it's a better situation than Houston, for example. But, I mean, why not give it a shot, right?
Yeah, indeed. So I just got done talking about DeMarcus Cousins, and the more I see the market kind of setting itself up with more guys becoming available, and I'm talking about the stars all the way down to the mid-level guys, more available than we thought in free agency and also via trade, the guys who want out of their contracts or want out of their team situations. The more I see that, Mason, the more that I think DeMarcus just won't be back here unless the market really dries up elsewhere for him, where Dallas is talking about throwing near max level money at him, maybe Washington, other teams. Do you think that DeMarcus is back here next year? Do you think that Dell Demps is ready to throw near max money his way?
You know, I do think so. And there's I think he'll be back. Let me say that, unless there's some sort of sign and trade deal that he works out. Just because there's just not that much money on the free agent market this summer. There's not many teams with cap space, and those that do have cap space, apart from pretty much the Sixers, they're not really in a position to win now. So it really all depends on what DeMarcus wants. But even Dallas, I mean, I've heard they've had interest as well. But if they go after, say, Bamba with their fifth pick in the draft, I mean, that's it's a question. Obviously, DeMarcus wouldn't be back for the first couple of months, but you know, I think it's a fair question to ask: is what teams both have the space to sign him, and is a team that really would want to bring in a guy like DeMarcus? Because if you're in full rebuild mode, he's not really a guy you want to bring in. Obviously, Mark Cuban's a guy who's always looking to add talent and win games. So, a little different situation there in Dallas. But so it's more about the overall salary cap landscape in the NBA this summer. There's not a ton of money to go around, and the Pelicans can go over the cap to bring him back if they choose to.
Well, Mason, that scares me to death as a Pelicans fan, and also as a guy who's been a DeMarcus, you know, supporter here. When people have said this team last year was better off without him, I didn't believe that for a second. I think they played differently. I think they could have really used him in that Golden State series. But if you talk about bringing him back on a max-level multi-year deal, I think that could be fatal to the franchise if history is any indication of guys coming back from that injury.
Yeah, and so I really can't speak to what they plan to offer him, and that's going to be a very interesting negotiation. And I think Dell Demps has done a pretty damn good job in recent years, but the one thing that has always scared me is that he can tend to overbid when he doesn't really have to. And obviously, there's things with negotiations, other teams that you know fight for players that we can't ever really know. But you look at the contracts of Omer and Solomon Hill, guys that did they have to give that many years or that much money to keep them or to sign them? And so it's a concern, but I think Dell Demps understands what's at stake here, and I don't think that he's just going to throw whatever money it takes to keep DeMarcus, and he'll play a little bit of hardball here.
Yes, you don't think that he's going to panic and say, man, we don't have any cap space in free agency, we got to sign this guy, and all of a sudden, like I said, overpay him and give him close to the max level deal. It worries me, Mason, because he's had some misfires, specifically with guys who are coming off of injuries and such.
Yeah, it's definitely a fair concern. But even so, even if they give him a decent amount of money, I don't think it's going to be long term. I would expect 2 or 3 years. I would be shocked if it's one. I don't think DeMarcus would go for that at all. But two or maybe two with an option to the third year, I think would make a lot of sense. as far as dollars go. Maybe not max, but he'll make a decent chunk of change even coming off this injury, because he's done so much when healthy, and he's just such a talented basketball player.
Talking to Mason Ginsberg, who covers the NBA and Pelicans for BourbonStreetShots.com. It's Double Coverage. I'm Seth Dunlap. So if it's not Boogie, let's just paint a picture of a world where he does not come back to the Pelicans. What are some other guys, some stars or near stars that the Pelicans could target? Maybe not in free agency. Maybe it's via trade. Are there other guys out there that you see the Pelicans making a play for? Maybe dealing Dell Demps, throws a couple of first-round picks to Boston for Kyrie. I don't know. Whatever it is. But who do you think the Pelicans could go after?
I mean, the only other big names out there for what the Pelicans really need, obviously, is at the wing. And I think everyone's got their eye on Paul George. I think George is almost a lock to go to L.A. based on everything I've heard over the past 12 months. It sounds like recently there's been more optimism that he would stay with OKC. But I'm very curious. I think it all hinges on what happens with this Kawhi Leonard situation. I mean, this was kind of earth shattering a few days ago, and I have no idea what's going to happen there. And if the Lakers can somehow end up getting the best trade package together for him, it could get pretty scary pretty quickly, because I could easily see LeBron and Paul George both heading there to follow Kawhi. But that's going to be between LeBron and Kawhi, those are going to be two key dominoes before anything else shakes out.
Yeah, I agree. Kawhi is the domino here, maybe even more than LeBron. But do you really think that the Spurs and Popovich, who certainly has player personnel control there, would trade him to somebody in the Western Conference? Mason, I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be in the East if Kawhi is traded anywhere.
Yeah, it's a very fair point, because Pop is one of those guys who would, you know, even if it's not the best deal, just because of who he is, I could easily see that being the case. And to be honest, the Lakers can't put together the best package out of all the teams that are probably going to be looking at Kawhi. But the fact that Kawhi has said he has had interest in L.A., it makes other teams less interested to really give up they're a bunch of assets for him. So, like I said, it's going to be really interesting to see what teams will offer up for Kawhi Leonard, knowing that he only has 1 year left on that contract.
I agree. We were making a just kind of, you know, fantasy Pelicans GM here, saying, okay, Kawhi goes to Boston as a rental player. They don't need Kyrie anymore. Maybe Dell trades a couple of first-round picks for Kyrie for a couple of years. That's obviously just a far-off scenario. But I guess the bigger point here, as we wrap this up, Mason, would you be okay with dealing Dell Demps, trading, you know, a couple first-rounders, maybe some pieces plus that, to somebody for a relative rent player, a guy on, you know, a two-year deal or so, to bring him in here and try to win now?
It's tough, because every year it's that question always comes up, and I think every year there's a reasonable justification for it. It's just when you do it year after year, the problems really compound. But if he can go get a star and find someone that can, you know, buy into a full season of playing with Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday, regardless of what happens with DeMarcus Cousins, with AD's free agency coming up in you know, only a couple of years, I think it's maybe, obviously depending on the player, it's a risk you may have to take.
Mason Ginsberg, always appreciate the time, man. Hey, real quick, who do you think goes one in the NBA draft? Is it Ayton? Is it Doncic? Who is it?
It really sounds like it's Ayton, and I get it, but I would give a hard look at Doncic as well. I think both are phenomenal players.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for the time, Mason. We'll talk to you again.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, Mason Ginsberg, BourbonStreetShots.com. On Twitter, @MasonGinsberg. Give him a follow. I'll be interested to see. I think it is Ayton, too. That's what it sounds like it's going to be. But I think Doncic is the best player in this draft. I really do. I like Bamba, but he's getting a lot of pub. I just don't. I think he's a little bit raw, maybe the wrong word, but he certainly needs development. He's not going to be a guy who comes in immediately and is a star in this league. We'll take a break. We'll have a College World Series update coming up next. Thanks again to Mason Ginsberg, talking a little Pelicans and NBA. If you missed any of the show, you can get it on the podcast, WWL.com, the radio.com app. Got a fun hour coming your way in our final hour next. We'll talk a little College World Series. We'll talk a little World Cup. And we'll talk to Joel Erickson. I know, you know, one thing I was thinking today when I was putting together the show, and some people have told me this, is that when we do the show at night, a lot of people are getting off work late. You don't listen to the show at the same time as other people. So a lot of times we front load our Saints coverage into hour number one, lead the program with it, NFL, because that's what everybody wants to talk. But people listen, can only get off work or whatever, listen to the 10 o'clock hour. You've said, man, we don't get a lot of Saints coverage in the 10 o'clock hour. So I've listened. We're going to talk to Joel Erickson. I replayed an interview with him that I talked to him earlier. And hour number three, we'll talk some NFL, Saints cornerbacks in the offseason. We'll do that. You know, the College World Series, the SEC, once again, is proving that they're pretty darn good, Timmy. Your Florida Gators have avoided elimination, as have your Mississippi State Bulldogs. They are, well, not avoided elimination. They're on into the semifinals in the winner's brackets. A very good day for the SEC. That was the only two games in this tournament, Arkansas, Texas Tech. That winner's bracket game rescheduled for tomorrow. But, again, your Gators, Timmy. I know there's no bigger Florida Gators fan than you. Here they go.
I really wasn't impressed by Florida's win today. I mean, if you look on the scoreboard, it was probably one-sided. But honestly, it was a 1-0 ball game all game up until like the sixth or seventh inning. And then Florida hit a 3-run home run by India, and it kind of busted it open. Texas kind of was done with their pitching. And so I still think Florida's got – they're not going to be able to hit the ball against Texas Tech's bullpen or Arkansas. If Arkansas can just out-hit Florida, I think both those teams can probably eliminate Florida within the next two games. Florida maybe win – I think they win the next one, but I don't know if they'll win two against the winner.
We'll see. You know, North Carolina and Oregon State in a loser-out game? I don't think anybody saw that. Not in the loser's bracket.
North Carolina has no pitching left. They used their number two and their number one starter in game one against Oregon State. Look for a blowout. Oregon State will blow them out. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. North Carolina's done. Like, they have no pitching left.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. Can the SEC hold on to that championship for another year? Three teams left. And at least one of them in the winner's bracket in the semifinal, Mississippi State. Can Arkansas join them? They will play tomorrow against Texas Tech. We'll take a break for news. Hour three coming up. We'll have World Cup highlights, and we'll talk a little NFL. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.